This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I did finally get my COVID-19 vaccine, and I'll share what that experience was like. And, of course, you know, I posted something about it. I didn't post the card because apparently that's not a good idea to post your COVID card. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But, you know, I showed the video of my getting the vaccine, and I, you know, knew I would be getting a slew of heat from people saying, why did you do that? Why are you injecting that poison? How could you do that? This is, you know, you really believe that it's going, you know, you believe COVID's real. And then you had some people going, you know, why, if there's new variants, that why would you do it now? And I have very good reason. I didn't have to get it. I could have very easily not, but there's a few reasons, and I've shared them already, but I think if I could put in a nutshell, nature always wins. I can't tell you how many times I, as a doctor, and with my scientific background, will say, oh, you see what I mean? We could manage this. Man's got this. And I tell you about that, it's an old Yiddish saying, man thinks, God links, where man works, God laughs. God or nature or whatever you believe in is in charge. And I, as a physician, I can't tell you how many hundreds, if not thousands of people I have heard say, I'm having trouble breathing, I can't breathe, I'm scared. That I can't unhear. And true, COVID vaccine has some side effects. I really do believe that some people who have died possibly could have died as a result of the COVID vaccine. But those numbers are so much lower than what I've seen COVID to do. And when you hear a person not being able to breathe, you when they voice that to you, you can't unhear that. And I was scared. Getting my vaccine, absolutely, I was scared. I had a rough couple days, too. I probably posted 90% less than I usually do on social media because I was a little achy. It was kind of hard to type. Tried to work out. Couldn't get my workout in. The vaccine experience was amazing with Southern Nevada Health District. They did it amazing. In fact, the shot going in didn't even hurt. I mean, mostly when I get a flu shot, it hurts. You know, when I get a vaccine, it hurts. This, I didn't even feel it going in. You know, but then the arm got sore, and then my other arm got sore, and then my neck got sore, and then my back, and then I think my breast size increased a little bit, so I was happy about that. But I just got so kind of sore, and I felt kind of swollen, but because I could still breathe, you know, I was like, I'm fine. My mom's in her 70s. She was fine. She was like, oh, how are you? And, of course, I'm going to lie to my mom. You know, oh, I'm good, because I want the conversation to be short. You know, if you answer anything in the positive, you're going to get a follow-up question. So to my mom, I'm like, I'm good. I'm good. Totally good. It's fine. Good. Easy. Great. You know, but to hubby, I'm like, I don't feel good. And, oh, my gosh, what was me? Hubby was fine. Hubby got a shot. It was fine. So why would I have gotten the shot if there's variants out there? And Pfizer and Moderna are already working on new vaccines for those variants. Because I could have waited. I could have said, you know what, I'm going to wait on the shot. I'm going to wait for the next one. It's because I don't know if I'm going to have access to a next one. I don't know if I'm going to get the COVID that's the here and now. And I know a lot of people are like, you know what, it's fake, it's overblown. I'm telling you right now, there are people dying of it. And I am not the lucky one. Whenever anything happens, it usually happens to me. I'm the one that'll slip on the stairs. I'm the one that will fall on a little pediatric children's discovery trail, right? When no other adult would do that, okay? You know, I'm the one who got my period when I had to take my SAT. I still got a 1450, but I mean, that's my luck. I always, you know, if anything's going to happen, it's going to happen to me. And so I just didn't see myself waiting 4 or 5 months for a booster shot that I might need not even be able to have access to. And I really do believe that this COVID vaccine will give me some protection. I don't need 95% protection. I'm happy with 60%, 70% protection. As long as I could breathe. I just want to breathe. That's it. You know, if I have to leave this earth, I'd rather it happen during sex or really quickly or maybe me going skiing. But I don't want to not be able to breathe. And that's my personal decision. I can't force you guys to get the vaccine. I can't tell you not to. I can't tell you to. But I could tell you what my reasons are. And when you hear somebody who can't breathe, when you see somebody who can't breathe, when you see somebody fighting for their lives and they can't help themselves, you start to really become humbled by how little control you have. And the control I had was getting a vaccine that I felt worked, that where there's data that says it worked. So did I feel crummy? Yeah. Am I scared about getting the next one? Of course. I always get nervous when I get a vaccine. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Every time I've gotten a vaccine, I get nervous because I know we have an immune system and I know we have an immunity that needs to do something. But when people say, Dr. Dahlia, you're so pro-immune system, you're so pro-natural stuff, why would you then get the vaccine and not let yourself have natural immunity to COVID? Because, and I don't want to freak people out, because I am not convinced that COVID is a 100% creation by nature. I have no doubt that it has been tinkered with. Maybe not tinkered with on purpose to be used as a bioweapon, but I think somebody was studying it. I think it could have been tinkered with. So if we are dealing with an unnatural phenomenon, and mind you, plagues have plagued, you know, our world before in the past, but for something like this that doesn't have a lot of rhyme or reason and is still escaping some of the best minds, I don't trust this sucker. And I don't think this is just something that came from nature that my immune system is going to fight. I think this is something that is a little bit human tinkered, which is why I'm then a fan with the vaccine, because it's like we got to fight fire with fire. So that was my vaccine experience. Those were my reasonings, and that's why I'm going to get the second shot. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. A big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, boy, did people get their panties all up in a bunch. And they were concerned because there was a story that broke a couple days ago where Representative Stephen Lynch from Massachusetts, as well as Representative Lori Trahan, both tested positive for COVID despite having had the vaccine. Lori had had one. Representative Lori, Congresswoman, had had one shot thus far. Representative Lynch had had both his series. We're not sure when. But both of them have tested positive for COVID, now are isolating, working virtually from home. The news articles made sure we all knew that because people are like, that's my taxpayer dollars. What? And so, you know, all this hype, you know, all this push for everybody to get the vaccine, And then they hear that even if you've gotten the vaccine, you still have to do the isolation. You could still test positive. Well, there's a lot of reasons for why you'll still test positive. We've spoken about those, but I could delineate them pretty quickly because I know it confuses people. So first and foremost, which I think it keeps being said, but people haven't really broken it down. The vaccine, right, is supposed to prevent you or help improve your chances to be alive. That's what the vaccine does. I know we talk about we need herd immunity and we need to open up, you know, restaurants. Your getting the vaccine has nothing to do, well, it might have a little bit to do, but you're not getting the vaccine to save Taco Bell. You're not getting the vaccine to save your corner bakery. You're getting the vaccine so you don't hopefully die. That's why you get the vaccine for flu. That's why you get the vaccine for MMR and all that. The second reason you're getting it is so you don't get severe illness. If flu or measles, mumps, rubella, or shingles decides to affect you, you're not going to be taken down. You're going to still be able to function. That's the purpose of the vaccine. The purpose of the vaccine is to not create a Star Trek, Star Wars shield, probably Star Wars. I think Star Wars had the shield. Remember Luke was trying to shoot at the Death Star or the big huge mothership and it couldn't, they got reflected and then, okay, so whatever that is, the Death Shield, whatever you call it. Alright? That's not what the vaccine does. The vaccine does not put a shield around you. What it does do is if the virus goes, oh, here's Dr. Dahlia, let me kind of go in and hang out with her, you know, my army of, you know, antibodies will be like, you know, get the heck out. And then the virus is like, do you really like working for her? No, we don't. We really don't. You know, but this is our job. We're union. Just get out. You know, do us a favor. I don't know how you guys do it. You know, come with me. And I'm sure some of my antibodies are really thinking about going AWOL. But that's what the vaccine is supposed to do. The vaccine is supposed to have you build up your immune system so when COVID does come your way, it can kind of boot it out. COVID might still, if it's in your body, and in my body, there's a lot of different places to hide, right? It might find a place to kind of set up some shop. They go, well, we went all the way over here, right? We made it through, you know, maybe I'll set up shop anyway. And if my immune system is doing what it's supposed to, it should knock out every single virus, but it's not always 100%. So some of the viruses may still have a chance to set up shop. My antibodies will keep it at bay so it can't continue to infect. So I'll hopefully have, if anything, a milder COVID. But if that virus is still in my body, chit-chatting with my antibodies, right? You know, making fun of me because, you know, I'm sure everybody talks crap about me. Sitting there trying to find, you know, a place to hide out. While that's all happening, I could very easily blow it back out. I could very easily have it in my system. It could still be in my respiratory tree. So that's one reason why somebody is showing up positive. Another reason why is Massachusetts has already had some cases of the variant strain. So the variant strain, like the B1117 from the UK, that's already been found in Massachusetts. So if the COVID vaccine was designed for the pre-variant stages, and then you see two congresspeople show up positive for the virus. And remember, the testing is supposed to be picking up either virus antigen or nuclear material. Then it could be the variant. And they had it in their system. They might not have gotten sick from it, but it was a variant. And that's why they were positive, because the vaccine is a little bit more old school. Still providing protection, but maybe not 100% for the variants. Another reason that somebody could turn up positive if they had the COVID vaccine is the tests could stink. And I am sick and tired of hearing somebody tests positive, somebody tests negative, they're married, they've been in the same bed, same shower, same car, and they both have symptoms and one's positive and one's negative. Or you have two people, no symptoms at all, one positive, one negative, and they've been working together for weeks on end, 12-hour shifts. So, you know, I mean, how accurate are the tests? Personally, I see more false negatives than false positives. When you hear false negatives is when you're being told, nope, you're fine, and you actually have the issue. So you have COVID and the test says you're negative, or you're pregnant and the test goes you're not pregnant. That's a false negative. I see more of those false negatives than I see false positives. False positive means the test is saying you're sick and you aren't. Maybe you had something that triggered the test to turn up positive. So like, let's say I had a baby and I decided a week or two later to test my to do a pregnancy test to see if I still have hormones. My pregnancy test will probably be positive, but it doesn't mean I'm pregnant. I just gave birth. So that's a false positive. Now, the reason why I think they tested positive and they're currently in isolation is because, this is my theory, the vaccine worked. And it, the vaccine worked. They didn't get sick. They have no symptoms. Both representatives from Massachusetts apparently have no symptoms at all. To me, while everybody's freaking out about the vaccine, saying, you see, the COVID vaccine doesn't work. See, the COVID vaccine isn't effective against the variant. If you have somebody that tests positive for COVID and they have absolutely no symptoms, that means that vaccine did exactly its job, which is another reason why I'm very confident and I'm happy I got the Pfizer vaccine. I think they both got Pfizer vaccine too. Pfizer and Moderna, they're fine. Now, why then the isolation? See, the world was all waiting for this vaccine so they could stop the isolation, so they don't have to wear masks. We told you this. Masks and isolation aren't going away for a while. Because just because you're protected and you might not die doesn't mean you can't be a host and spread it to somebody else. Remember I told you people who are overweight that get the flu? Even if they are feeling better and they're great, there's been studies that they are giving off the flu and contagious longer. So somebody being healthy, say, kiss me now, you know, is unfortunately a deadly weapon if they're still spreading illness. So if you get vaccinated, you know, like, for example, you know, my mom can't wait to be finished vaccinating so then she can hang around the house, which is why so I'm trying to prolong her getting vaccinated. I love my mom, but still. So, you know, so she's going to want to be around, you know, the kids. Well, the kids don't have the vaccine. The kids didn't get vaccinated. So I'm going to ask her to not hang around the kids. No, my kids like her. I like her too. I love my mommy, but still. So anyway, you know, don't freak out. Nobody needs to say that this is all some big ploy. When somebody tests positive for COVID, it just means that COVID is still out there. It means they've been exposed. It means there's somebody around them that has it, but it means they possibly have had protection. And that's just kind of where we are with this. Guys, it's not perfect. You know, I told you guys, each year there's some dominant, you know, mother strain of something that seems to pervade the cough, cold, flu season. That's why we have a flu vaccine that kind of handles three or four different strains. We try to machine gun approach it. There's colds, there's, you know, bacteria, and there's certain things that float around and become dominant. COVID right now is the dominant strain. I don't think it's going to be dominant forever. I really don't. You know, the average viral quote-unquote plague, you know, doesn't necessarily last that long because the virus is so highly mutable. It needs to replicate at such a high speed and at such a high amount that there's a lot of room for mutations that can make it weaker. But will COVID last for a few years? Yes, it could. 1-877-DR-SALLY-REPORT.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chicago, Illinois Mayor Lori Lightfoot said Sunday evening that the city had not reached an agreement with the Chicago Teachers Union in an effort to get 70,000 kids back in school, but insisted the teachers get back to the classrooms.
Who do not report to work, and I hate to even go there, but we're going to have to take action.
Chicago Teachers Union President Jesse Sharkey on Fox News says they remain at an impasse.
We're continuing to bargain. There's a handful of really difficult issues that remain. I think if they get creative and are willing to make compromises, this is something that can be solved. But, you know, we're not seeing the compromises at the table that we would need.
Chicago is the nation's third largest school district. Myanmar's military seized power on Monday in a coup against the democratically elected government and detained leaders. The army said it had carried out the detentions in response to election fraud, handing power to its military chief, imposing a state of emergency for 1 year. USA Radio News. A nor'easter snowstorm has hit the northeast on Monday. The New York City area, along with parts of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and New York State, have issued a state of emergency and are asking residents to avoid traveling if possible. Former President Trump hired two new lawyers to head its defense team for his impeachment trial set to begin next week. Lawyers David Schoen and Bruce Castor will head the defense effort. Both attorneys issued statements through Trump's office saying they were honored to take the job. Trump is expected to file a response to the impeachment charges on Tuesday. This week, 16-year-old Kirk Pringle and 18-year-old Jasmine Wright have co-authored a peer review in the paper for the Astronomical Journal describing the discovery of four new exoplanets about 200 light-years away from Earth. The high schoolers participated in the research through the Student Research Mentoring Program at the Center for Astrophysics. It is highly unusual for high schoolers to be co-authors on journal papers. Thank you for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Dr. Dolly is show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Jonathan wants me to explain what's going on with Wall Street and GameStop in layman's terms. So, you know, I'm a physician, and I, you know, have dabbled a little bit in the stock market. So, you know, this obviously isn't the best show to, you know, explain all the economic ups and downs and the in and outs of the stock market. But from what I understand that happened, and it's called Reddit. It's not read it. A lot of people have spelled it R-E-A-D-I-T, which is totally fine. I called it read it for a long time. Reddit, and please, anybody else call in who could explain it better. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Reddit is different from Facebook and Twitter and all that, where there's these message boards or topics. And you could post to a topic and comment on it. And you can follow certain topics or certain threads. We call it them threads. For those of us that are Generation Xers, like me, or baby boomers, there's all these this lingo now in terms of trolling and, you know, you would think stalking, but trolling is kind of to follow. You troll for fish. It's a little different. So with Reddit, there's these, there's ways where people, I mean, just all over the world, you just talk to each other and give each other advice, and it's kind of like a message board, if that's an old school term. And you could post on threads, and you follow certain topics or threads, and, you know, the stock market, as I've said before, I don't know if I want to say rigged. I just think it's very unfair to the average investor. I can't stand hearing that some company's going to go public, what their public price is going to be, and then I wake up, I'm in Pacific time, so I wake up at 6:15, right? So I could be on my computer at 6:29, so the second the market opens, I could buy the stock. Never happens that way. By the time this stock does go public, and we do have access, it's already 200-300% higher than they had advertised. And I'm like, well, wait a second. Who then had access to it? So there's all this pre-market trading and post-market trading. I don't know if you guys watch your stocks, but it's 8 o'clock at night, and it's different from when the market's closed. Because there's trading, and you have no access to it. Yeah, so here is your money. You have no access, but other entities do. And I'm not saying, trust me, don't want us to be communists by any means, but it just, if a company has access to something, you should have access to something. I just think that's fair. So, unfortunately, there are companies that haven't been doing so well. There's a pharmaceutical company that hasn't been doing so well. AMC Theater is not doing so well. GameStop, because of the pandemic. And so there's people that can short the market. There's companies that can short the market. The average you and I investor can't. I remember my son was saying, so, Mom, why can't we put money on the market falling? If there's going to be, you know, changes in the stock market and there's a bubble, why can't we bet on it falling and short, you know, the short sale? I go, I don't think we have access to do that. I don't think you can. Well, companies can, and they're able to make money. So people made money on GameStop dropping, on AMC dropping, on American Airlines, or many of these other, BlackBerry. I didn't even know BlackBerry was still around. So I guess they borrow stock at the rate that it's at. They help it drop by, you know, driving prices down through a variety of means. When the stock is at a low level, they go, okay, well, we're going to buy the stock that we borrowed, and they purchase the stock that's now at the lower rate. What Reddit did, or what the Wall Street Bets had done, is they had started to draw excitement to some of these stocks. And a lot of the Gen Zs and millennials really like GameStop. GameStop was kind of a company for the little guy. We liked GameStop. My kids like GameStop. Because rather than buying a game, even though they would buy games brand new, rather than waiting and buying the game brand new, when somebody gets sick of a game, they could sell it. They might make pennies on the dollar. I don't know how much they'd really get for it. Or they could trade it in. And GameStop would allow you to do that, so it basically saves money. GameStop has been having a lot of issues. Most retail have been having a lot of issues, doctors even. I mean, the COVID pandemic has changed everything. Where if somebody, you know, wants to buy something and they're on lockdown, or, you know, they go online. So GameStop has had issues. So it's been struggling, and people wanted to see if they had control of the market by causing buzz. Now, these people on Reddit realize that if you make news, people jump and buy the stock. It's very media controlled. So if I saw a company that I wouldn't make news, that's fake news. But if there was a company and I had stock in it, this is, I think, completely unethical, and I wanted that stock to go up, I could be like, oh, let's get them in the news and let's make a news story about them and get some buzzing so that people look at them. And then, yeah, I mean, that's how easy it is to manipulate the stock market. So if nobody's talking about BlackBerry, which nobody has for a while, that's why the stock went down. Now all of a sudden everybody's talking about him. Now you hear, oh, yeah, I bought GameStop. Oh, you did? Yeah, because they're going to go up. They dropped and they're going to go up. And so people started to feed off of this drive to get these stocks up. So by the close of regular trading, GameStop, that was at $3.30 a share, actually, in the summer of 2019, even before the pandemic, went from $3.30 a share to $347 a share by January 27th. And then, in after-hours trading, it dropped, but then rose again to $492 a share. So the buzz caused these stocks to go up. Now, for me, I'm looking at this as, okay, now wait a second. I mean, you know, the secret's out. We know that the stock market can be very manipulated. And so the average investor is probably looking at this going, okay, wait a second here. You know, I don't know how much longer the stock market's going to rise. The stock market slowly went up. Well, it was great, you know, a couple years ago. Then with COVID, we had a huge drop, but then people bought low. It's starting to go up. The problem is we have a lot of policies at play that can unfortunately hurt some businesses, help others. I think, you know, I don't really, personally, I don't think the stock market is the safest thing to invest in ever. I think some of the stocks that are a little safer are some of the pharmaceutical company stocks, some of the solar panel stocks, some of the clean energy, electric car stocks, because it looks like the government is going to be infusing money, infusing effort, and infusing support into those sort of industries. But, you know, if I can explain it, it's a bunch of people, a community that, you know, kind of took it on their own to, you know, try to bring up the excitement. Is GameStop going to continue to struggle? Are they going to, you know, I mean, many of these companies said what happened brought them out of bankruptcy. But if or near bankruptcy, but if people sell their stocks because they think, you know, government's going to step in or the stock market's going to crash, then I think a lot of these companies are going to go back to the where they were. I don't know what's going to happen to the movie theater companies. Somebody, one of you told me that what movie theaters are going to start doing is offering streaming services, or like Paramount will do streaming services, but they might work with the theaters to allow you to see their movie there. I have to look into that. So movie theaters are going to be repurposed. And probably linked, combined with streaming services. But again, I don't know how well the companies are going to do. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Get taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the South African variant had made its self known and has revealed itself in America, in South Carolina last week. Now Maryland Governor Larry Hogan announced Saturday that the state confirmed a case of a variant initially detected in South Africa in his state. The case was confirmed in an unnamed Baltimore resident with no travel abroad history, And that also suggests that the variant is likely circulating in the community. So remember, two people from South Carolina tested positive for the South African variant. Now we have somebody in Maryland, but none of them traveled to South Africa or traveled out of the country. This variant is called the B1351. As opposed to the UK variant, the B1117, this is the B1351. Governor Hogan wrote in a tweet that the SARS-CoV virus variant was detected in South Africa, has been identified in Maryland. He says, we continue to closely track new variants and ask Marylanders to limit transmission by wearing masks, avoiding gatherings, and washing your hands. So the news comes as Maryland has administered at least 535,000 vaccines in a state with roughly 6 million people. The 7-day average for daily vaccination stands at over 25,000. So while the state is kind of dealing with turbulent winter and, you know, case counts and weather and things like that, you know, their daily infections are going down. State positivity rate is 5.61%. Total confirmed cases around 355,000, nearly 7,000 fatalities. The strain initially detected in South Africa is not the only mutated strain likely circulating Maryland. We do believe that the UK strain is there as well. So what does all that data mean? Well, it means something's working. If the numbers are going down, something's working. Is it that people are getting vaccinated? Well, it's a little too early for the vaccines to be providing immunity, because it takes a few weeks. But it's a good sign. Maybe it's because people are just over it. Maybe it's because the holidays are done. Maybe it's because people don't have money, so they're not really going out, and they're not being around others. You know, I want to caution public officials for patting themselves on the back and taking credit if the COVID numbers go down, saying, you see, we had to be on strict lockdowns, or we had to, you know, prevent people from going to funerals and church and all that. I would really caution them from ever in the future doing that again, because this is a very artificial scenario. We as Americans aren't really living a normal life. Being home, ordering takeout, avoiding others, that's not how humans live. Okay? Humans like to celebrate weddings. They like to celebrate babies. My brother is expecting. His wife is expecting. And they had a baby shower. I couldn't go to my brother's first baby shower. I mean, they had a Zoom thing. They had an online thing. But, I mean, I want to hug him. I want to hug my sister-in-law. Can't be there. When the baby's born, God willing, again, I can't be there. Usually I like to be around, like to examine the baby, reassure them baby looks good. You know, I get all up in everybody's business. I can't do that. That's not how Americans like to live. We don't like to live at home. We don't like to just be isolated at home. You know, I have two boys. Luckily, they aren't at the age to get married yet. But I have two young boys in their youth. This is when they're supposed to have fun. This is when they're supposed to experience life. You know, this is when they're supposed to, you know, get on with school, you know, compete in sports. I mean, my son hasn't been in sports now for almost 2 years. That's not, you know, he had an injury, but he was going to get back. And it's, you know, these are things that, this is very artificial. So I am going to be very excited when the positivity count lowers. I'm going to be ecstatic when the death rates drop, hopefully to zero. I'm going to be ecstatic when our hospitals open up. But how we asked Americans to live was very artificial, was very arbitrary. And my worry is, as we are praying for the success, you know, in the COVID fight, people are going to credit the wrong decisions. Now, somebody can say, Dr. Dahlia, but honestly, we needed to stop parties. We needed to stop weddings to prevent spread. That's why we've lowered the spread. I am not 100% convinced. We still have very high death rates. And I haven't been, two weddings I was supposed to be at got canceled. I haven't been to a wedding. I haven't been to a funeral. And the death rates are still going up. So you aren't going to convince me that all of this really, you know, was very necessary. Now, mind you, yeah, if there's a plague, you know, bunkering down and, you know, not veering your head out and laying low. Yeah, I understand. That's a process. But, this wasn't Ebola. This wasn't plague. It's deadly, no doubt. But this could have been handled differently. So I do get very, very nervous that, you know, people are going to be, you know, you see, you needed social distance. You needed to, you know, we needed to close down restaurants. Because my problem is any year at any time, if we have a deadly virus or a deadly bacteria, by the way, each year we have flu, I'm so afraid that officials are going to say, you see, that worked in 2020 and 2021, let's do it again. And anybody in that industry, in a service industry, is going to get beaten. You know, right now the average public is hopeful that this never happens again, that COVID goes away, we have the vaccine, and they'll never have to close down or lose their career again. And you and I might be kind of looking at this going, wait a second, if the government got away with it once, they're going to get away with it again. There is always a public health emergency. There's always something that happens with public health. You know, I mean, when there's hurricanes and there's floods and people are getting sick from the floods, restaurants are still able to open up. Dentists are still allowed to work. Really? We had to close down dentists? You aren't going to convince me that the moves public state officials made in terms of killing small business was necessary. Because small business has been closed and trampled on for close to a year. And we still are in the pandemic. I will give credit to the vaccine. I will give credit to, you know, people not, being, you know, 10,000 at a concert. You know, the lack of, the less huge gatherings. I will credit being people being more cognizant of washing their hands. I will credit restaurants now sanitizing after each person uses the table. You know, it blew my mind that what we had to do in a medical office, you know, wasn't done in other places because somebody could have tuberculosis, and because it's a medical office, we're cleaning, but that same person could go to a restaurant and spread it to other people. So I do like the idea that we're being more aware, but it's really shame what we had to do. 1-877, Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We'll be right back. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.